So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about what to do if you've already tried everything. So let's talk about that. You know, you've tried podcasting, you've tried video editing, you've tried SEO, you've tried content, you've tried all these things, but it's still not working for you. But what I guarantee is happening here is that you've just had a go, you've done a little bit, and it's like going scuba diving and just putting all the gear on and then just dipping your toe in the water and going, oh no, that's not work, it's not for me. I guarantee that's actually what's going on right now. There's a couple of other things that might be going on. So if you've got a product, there's a new product that you've not really sold before, it could be the product or it could be your sales. But if you've got a product you've sold before or that other people are selling, and you've got a product that you know actually sells, and again, other people are selling it, then there's no reason why you can't sell it either. But if you are struggling to sell it, it just comes back down to you. So it could be people don't trust you enough. It could be that people don't trust the product enough. They don't think you've got the capability of fulfilling the product. And so that worries people. It could be a whole bunch of reasons. And so, you know, when people are going, oh, can we run Facebook ads to this product? We're like, well, have you sold any before? And we go, well, no. And I'm like, let's get you some organic sales first. Let's put an organic campaign together and let's just try and test it. So we're not spending lots and lots of money on Facebook for them to go and you know, blow your ad account up, because they will do that. You know, you can spend £1,000 on Facebook like that and have nothing in return. We've seen people do it and come to us and go, oh, Facebook ads don't work. And we then look at the Facebook ads and we're like, I'm not surprised your Facebook ads haven't worked. And so that can be a problem as well. But what normally happens, and this is again one of the problems with coaching, for example, is we say, do this, go and drop leaflets, right, to find property deals. And we come back, you know, a few days later and we go, oh yeah, I've dropped some leaflets. And we go, well, how many did you drop? On day one, I did about 80. And day two, I did about 50. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? 80 leaflets ain't going to get you anything. You should have dropped 1,000 leaflets in a day. And we're like, oh, it's impossible to do with that. It's not impossible. We've done it. Personally walked up and down the streets and dropped 1,000 leaflets in a day. Is it easy? No. Is it really hard? Yes. Is it soul destroying? Yes. So you have to go into something fully. You can't just go into something half-heartedly and then expect to get the results. You know, that lovely saying, there's no point being disappointed about the results you've got for the work you haven't done. And it's true. If you're going to commit, you need to absolutely commit 100% to getting the results. And if that means you absolutely ramp up your social media marketing, you create 5 videos a day and 8 posts, you know, 8 social media posts a day and 3 images a day, like, is that possible to do? Is that even too much to do? I tell you now, it's not too much, first of all. It depends on the format. If it's Facebook, it's probably too much. If it's Twitter, it's not enough. You know, because the nature of Twitter, that is just the nature of Twitter, frankly. But you've got to be out there posting content. You've got to move the boulder. You know, to move a boulder takes more energy than it does to keep a boulder just going, because you've got momentum. And right now, chances are you've probably got no momentum if nothing's working. So you have to ramp it up. And I know you don't want to ramp it up. I get that. But if you want to get those results, you're going to have to ramp it up. And, well, for how long? Could be a day, could be a week, could be a month, could be a year. Who knows? We've been in this game doing podcasts, for example, for 8 years. Are we still having to put out loads of content? Yeah. Is there a correlation between how much content we put out and how many leads we get? Absolutely. So the more content we put out, the more leads we get. It's obvious, right? This is what you should be doing. You know, we don't come out and say this stuff because we enjoy saying this stuff. We don't come out because we get ego built around how many clicks or downloads we get on a podcast. We
say it because we want to help you. We want you to be successful, because the more successful people I can surround myself with, the better and more fun life is in general. We want everybody to experience a level of success. And so we want you to do well. And we share what we know, and we share what we understand, and we share our experiences of what's worked for us. And what's worked for us is you've got to ramp up on that marketing. You absolutely got to up it massively. And obviously for one person it's just too much to do. That's why many of the people connected to me, they come out and say, Dan, can you help? And that's what we go do. We create a social media campaign for them. But you've got to rise above the noise, because everybody, every man and his dog has got a video, a podcast, images. They're all posting out on social media just to do nothing, right? You've got to be posting at least once or twice a day just to do nothing, just to be standing still. Any less than that, you're moving backwards while your competitors are coming out and taking some of his business away from you. So look, I hope that's useful. Hope that's something you can implement. Let me know and we'll speak soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.